month, the two would meet in the Italian cafe almost opposite the central police station. They both enjoyed the time spent there, talking like old friends, and each time Clapp showed considerable progress with his speech. Up until 3 years ago, his life had been very different, completely different. Psychiatrist, criminologist, expert in psychological profiles of violent criminals for the police department, his help had often been crucial to the police when solving apparently obscure cases. He had never taken part in the operative part of the investigation, except for the last time. The criminal's knife had pierced his femoral artery. He had a massive hemorrhage. His heart had stopped twice, the second time for a prolonged period. He was still alive because the ambulance had arrived quickly and the hospital was nearby, or perhaps simply because of a miracle. The cardiac arrest that he endured caused a shortage of oxygen to his brain, resulting in permanent brain damage. He would recover from it to a certain extent, but he would never return to his old self. Aphasia, noun, an alteration of the brain's ability to comprehend and use words and verbal expressions. After Clapp's had woken up in the rehabilitation department, it wasn't like returning to his old life. It was a nightmare. Despite trying very hard, he couldn't turn his thoughts into words anymore. It was almost as if he had forgotten how to. Similarly, he didn't understand a word of what others were saying to him.
"How are you today?" Sensi asked him. "Fine. Thanks." Fine. Could anyone in his condition ever say fine? Sure, he was much, much better than he had been since they had discharged him from the hospital. A long time ago, in his previous life, every single word had a specific meaning, and it became immediately apparent as soon as he heard it. Each word was a living part of his world. He built his world with hundreds, thousands of words. Each of those words triggered a range of emotions. Mastering words meant being able to awaken memories, to understand things, to conceive ideas. To put it shortly, it meant to have a life. Then everything had vanished out of the blue. It had all been cut off by a criminal's knife. Rehab had been long and atrocious. He had forgotten the simplest words, and he had been encouraged to strive to remember their meaning by sounding out his own memory. It was as though he had been thrown into a pitch-dark room, and he had been forced to get familiar with it by blindly touching every single object in it. He had slowly regained, day by day, the ability to understand language. But speech had been much more difficult, despite the doctors believing that his case of aphasia had had an inexplicably positive turn. He struggled to articulate complex phrases, and the correct usage of grammar was still a massive hurdle for him. Sometimes, when the sentence was long and complex, he wrote it down on a piece of paper he always carried with him.
"Fancy a chat?"
That was the usual start of their conversation. They talked about everything, except for the cold cases Sensi was investigating and Morphy's story. They had both agreed this. Neither of them wanted to remember.
"Okay, but no money for you. I'm already having speech therapy."
That was his standard answer. A year ago, Clapp's wouldn't have been able to say it. That night, however, Sensi was acting a bit differently. He was forcing himself to smile, and his eyes had a darker shade to them. Clapp's had immediately noticed the difference.
"I thought you would defer tonight," he said. "Some important things happened."
Sensi looked away and pretended to read the menu, which he knew off by heart.
"No, you know that I really enjoy meeting up with you. Also,"
he spoke very slowly. He lifted his eyes towards Clapp's again.
"I want to talk to you about what happened."
He looked away again. "I mean, if you want."